Good old Simpson being ahead of the curve.
There you are. But Matthew Groening's a vegetarian. I'll
Excellent.
tell you what, I solved the problems no one else can get.
So anyway, I think that Simpsons thing's a bit funny if you can
Well, so there were aliens in the thing. Now but that's kind of the problem we're dealing with, that people without enough oxytocin are kind of a bit alien. Like you can see the way they're walking, it's like,
Well,
oh,
it'd be
and they have a
interesting.
weird sort of bonding together too.
Well, oxytocin does so many things in the body. So it's not just about breastfeeding. It's involved in our genetic blueprint.
It's an attachment hormone.
But it's also important during menopause and depression and anxiety and PTSD and metabolic issues, sleep problems and irritability and intimacy
Well,
and stress
if you
regulation.
don't have enough.
But also a lack of it, increases our risk of cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis and
And the problem is we've got groups out there in the world on the internet making our oxytocin lower. Why? Because what we're doing on the internet, we're getting everything's a dopamine hit, not an oxytocin hit. Back when people used to, like a lot of
So
the
then we're
things.
changing our cell walls. We've got that 500,000 receptors per cell. So then we're changing. If we're constantly getting dopamine hits, like everything will increase our number of dopamine receptors on our cells, but simultaneously it will be reducing something else, potentially
Which
oxytocin.
is what's happening. All of the research shows that. And the reason everybody talks about the internet being so bad is because it's fostering aloneness behavior. And you can see people sitting down socially, even young people, they'll be sitting in the coffee shop all on their phones.
I know it's nuts.
Whereas if they were sitting talking to each other and, like this and this, that's oxytocin enabling. And so people go on about dopamine and this and that. And that's true, except the problem is that what is it reducing? And so, because they found with narcissistic people, right, they deplete the dopamine from the people who are their subjects, who are their objects, who are their victims. And so this depletion is probably an oxytocin too. And on the internet, we've got a lot of people who aren't really, the way they're pursuing goals is kind of a bit narcissistic. And why is it narcissistic? Because it's not taking in the whole community. It's only, it's our side. There's a lot of our side versus your side on the internet. And that's depleting for, you get dopamine from that, but it'll deplete the oxytocin.
But
But
also
if the,
stress and cortisol, it's one thing when you're getting a like on your Facebook page. It's another thing when you're getting angry on your Facebook page. So then you're increasing your stress and your cortisol, which also blocks oxytocin receptors.
interesting, young.
And there's lots of things that block oxytocin receptors. Even if some people are unlucky, there's an injection that women are given during birth called Pitocin, which is a synthetic oxytocin. And years and years, and they've been doing it since the 1960s. This is not a short-term problem. And some people are unlucky. Some people are unlucky, and then it blocks the gene, which is the OXT gene. And the OXT gene is the one that makes your oxytocin. So if you're unlucky, then those interventions during birth can actually stop the production of oxytocin.
Right. But the
So
thing,
again, from a naturopathic perspective, that's great because that's my area of expertise.
but from a behavioral perspective, there's a whole bunch of things you can do that produce oxytocin.
Absolutely.
And the types of things, like all types of so you've got like any type of making art and especially music, either listening to music or making music
What about heavy metal music?
together. No, but it's a together, it's, and you get more if you make it with someone else. And the same, cooking a meal and sharing a meal, everyone gets oxytocin. Giving gifts, receiving gifts, all oxytocin, all types of touch
Well,
makes
if that's your love
oxytocin.
language,
No.
some people don't. Well, some people don't give a toss about gifts.
No.
So it depends whether that's your thing.
No, so that's a different category. We're talking about oxytocin behaviors that boost it, right? So those things boost it, whatever your ideology. And even though people might not like that, it's the giving of the thing or giving of yourself. So whatever giving is to another person, that exchange produces oxytocin. Just like they found that massaging or getting massaged produces oxytocin, but if you use a machine, it produces a little bit, but not as much.
Which is interesting.
Well, it's because of the well, it's because of the human, like the human contact is such a beautiful thing that it makes that come up. And I don't know if I mentioned before, but all of the love things that are couple orientated, they produce simultaneously because dopamine and oxytocin are two reward systems, and so both of them get rewarded through all of that stuff. So you see, when couples develop a distance, they've got oxytocin depletion, and if you don't have enough oxytocin, you can become aggressive, you become intense, you become unloving, you become, and so a lack of oxytocin is really bad for families and kids, right? Because avoidant attachment, all the types of attachment disorders, are not promoting oxytocin behaviors that boost it to give you that. And the other thing, it produces peacefulness. It relaxes. So it takes people off fight and flight. People who are heightened, who are fight and flight, they're too upset about different issues, whether it's in your family, out socially, or on the internet. That's when it's not working.
Well, and I suppose, again, my brain goes to solutions. And I know counseling is always important because, I think I've mentioned one of my endocrinologist doctors that I like around the world. His name is Dr. Flavio Cattigiani. And obviously, I like it because he's good looking and he's fun. And he's a bit of a Doogie Howser in the endocrine world. And he used to have people coming to him with fertility issues. And he would, like, by the time he got to them individually, he would say, "How do you feel about your wife?" And you would actually get them talking about the actual relationship as opposed to just doing tens of thousands of dollars worth of,
Right, I'm not sure about it. I didn't read anything about oxytocin and fertility, but there's so
Oh.
much research on it, and now they can measure the neuroreceptors. Everything's a lot more accurate
Yeah.
in
But
how
if
they're
people
understanding
don't
it.
like their partner, they're way less likely to be able to create another little human being on the planet.
Right, but if you don't produce enough oxytocin, you won't like them anyway.
Yeah.
So people who grow up in neglected environments and
Yeah.
or abusive environments, they grow up without that. Because another thing is, if you're in a bit of an aggressive environment, oxytocin activities make you vulnerable.
Right.
Right,
Oh, okay.
so people will avoid those
They'll
things.
avoid hugging, holding
But the
hands,
problem is, then the kids
meditation.
suffer too, because the whole family suffers the lack of oxytocin. Because if one person isn't doing it, the other person, people are likely to not do it either.
Laughter, prayer, touch,
It's such
social
a
bonding.
powerful hormone, and all the research, you see it on the internet, everyone's talking about dopamine, but I kind of thought, why aren't people talking about oxytocin? They did the research a bit later.
They're talking about dopamine because every man and his dog is getting diagnosed with ADHD.
Right.
So there's a
And then
huge
the
amount
guy
of
said,
research going on about dopamine, but oxytocin.
oxytocin regulates ADHD.
Yeah,
And
sugar.
can reduce, because if you look at the symptoms, everything oxytocin does, like, calms you down, right? ADHD people are on. Like, they have trouble getting sleep. They're just on. They're going, 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 going. And that calms them down. And that's a good thing. And it also, and it may, I've got to do more research on that, but it's pretty clear having not enough
Oxytocin.
oxytocin can produce ADHD and autism-like symptoms. Which means that, and we know that the internet is interfering with everybody's hormones,
What is?
the
Oh,
internet.
yeah.
But this is why, because the internet produces a lack of anything that untouched.
Yeah, but it's also the physical stuff. It's the blue lights from the screens.
Yeah,
It's
sure.
the 2D stuff, which stops the whole brain from working. There's a whole bunch of other physiological stuff that's happening with screens as well. So when kids are like this all day, every day, this is where their focus is. That is not where the focus is. That's the
Yeah, I
world.
know that that's one aspect of, but the social thing is more, because you need to do those touchy sort of, and also group, any sort of group thing, like group exercise, group yoga, group singing, anything that's group orientated will make oxytocin usually, because it's a togetherness drug.
So those are things, but if those receptors are blocked, you still need to do some detoxing. And again, that's sort of my
Sure.
area of expertise.
Sure, but
So
there's a
my,
certain amount you can do just with behavioural change and then enhance.
well, the behavioral change will increase the number of receptors.
That's
So the
right.
blocked ones won't be fixed just by increasing the number of receptors. At some stage, it's still a good idea to go in there and clean
Sure.
up the
But it
receptors.
depends on case by case. If people are relatively okay and they've
People
just.
aren't okay if this stuff is going on. They're
If
not.
no, but hear me out on this, like, because I'm a counselor, and so I've got a specific area that's a bit different, and so people can be healed with both, but also one or the other. And so, but you know, like complementary medicine, the more things you can use, the better. Like, you know, because you want to complement the this with that.
Well, let me mention the three things I've been trying to mention for the last 20 minutes. So there are three things you can do to clean out the receptors because endocrine disruptors are everywhere. So lots of plastics and heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides and genetically modified stuff and crap in our food. There's crap, crap, crap everywhere. They are strong endocrine disruptors, which means they screw with our ability to make things like serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin, neuro, you know. It blunts them all. So we need to bind those and get it. If we're noticing we're depressed, our brain is inflamed. If we're noticing we're anxious, our brain is inflamed. If we're noticing we're not sleeping, our brain is inflamed. So you've got to calm that inflammation down and you've got to get the toxins off the receptors. So my three favorite ones are Brock Shots, zeolites, fully purified. If they're not purified, it doesn't do you a damn bit of good. And fulvic and humic acid. They're my three favorites. Okay. Now continue.
Magnesium also is good for all neuroreceptors.
Yeah, and magnesium, vitamin C, and vitamin D are precursors to even creating oxytocin.
Right, but there's other precursors too, like
Yeah.
maybe taurine. I can't remember what they are exactly, but there's just like, and then you go into nutrition. Some foods are very rich in oxytocin precursors.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So there's
Did you get foods? Did you get
I did
nutrition?
get a nutrition sort of thing somewhere. But anyway, we know that the breath work, we know the sister hormone, you know, that sister hormone vasopressin. Sort of funny that it's called a sister hormone since that's the one men have.
That's a bit ironic. But still, that's not as good as, that's not the same as oxytocin, because often men who bond with that, it's not helping. Because the oxytocin thing, like men don't get the boost with pregnancy that women get,
Yeah.
but still they have it. And the more that you do relational behavior
Yeah.
physically, the more it increases and the more receptors will develop and grow.
Yeah.
Because like everything, receptors grow with use
Yes.
and they deplete without use.
Yeah.
And so,
But the good ones and the bad ones.
yeah, but if
Yeah.
people haven't had it, they need to regrow them.
Yeah.
And that's like developing a positive addiction
Yeah.
to
Absolutely.
behaviors and also supportive supplements
Yeah. So some of the foods that help to, you
and
know, that,
nutrition.
yeah. So things like the vitamin C rich foods, citrus. Peppers, capsicums, that sort of thing. The things high in magnesium, so your green leafy veggies, your nuts, seeds, if you can cope with them. Sunlight, of
Walnuts and
course.
things, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it is really interesting, the whole oxytocin thing. I sort of love it. And
Well, it's a love drug. It's a love
love
hormone.
hormone.
And
It
it's, you
is.
know, because it's a big part in bonding, and you know, like we develop our endocrine system is tuned by our issues.
Yeah.
Like, so if people grow up with attachment issues, their brain's going to change because the brain's plastic.
Yeah.
So if you just don't do the things that
Well,
cause
it's
it,
getting to be more and more
neuroreceptors
plastic.
will go from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1, and then you're not making it anymore.
Yeah.
Just from a lack of using it. Like, because the neuroreceptors work when you use them. Then,
Yeah.
if you overuse them, you get too many receptors, like addiction, and underuse becomes no receptors.
Yeah.
So, you've got to regrow them.
Yeah,
They're
absolutely.
things that grow and overgrow.
Yeah, so I think oh yeah, we did talk about the lifestyle practices, that sort of thing, detox tools and nutrient cofactors. Yeah, the gut health is important because you know there's that whole gut brain thing. And again, I think we've mentioned it in past things before where if you've got parasites in the large bowel actually can eat your neurotransmitters. So if you've got lots of parasites and everything else is great, but you know the parasites is an issue, then that can actually eat your neurotransmitters and make you feel like crap, which is a bit of a worry too. So, and you know, my rule of thumb for the, and not that I do this, but I recommend it to lots of my clients who do this, doing a parasite cleanse around the full moon every month, because that's the time when the parasites are go, replicating and all that sort of thing. So, a day to two before the full moon, and 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 days after the full moon, have a look at symptoms of parasite infestation on the internet. The more symptoms you've got, the more days, but basically around the full moon, you get your best bang for your buck. And as a general rule, I say to people, if you buy one online, just take whatever that double the dose for that 2 to 6 days. Because yeah, they like the neurotransmitters too, which is sort of interesting.
Well,
Little,
we're full of parasites, but there's some naturally there. We've just got too many sometimes.
No, it's about taking the layer off.
And they've got to eat something.
They do have to eat something, and they like our neurotransmitters more than they like our carbs and sugars. So that's sort of funny.
But even bacteria, living things, we've got so many living things inside us, just naturally, even when we're healthy.
So the aim is to clear the receptors and then improve our things that we can do to increase oxytocin
And
natural.
the and the but the true aim is to feel good and to relate to people
Oh,
better.
yeah, the true aim.
Well, it's
Yeah,
to
people
feel.
want to be feeling better.
Well, it is. People want to feel good, and they want to have their relationships better. And if you look at, go through and look at a list of oxytocin deficiencies, you find anxiety, depression, all the current common problems that people are having en masse, anxiety, depression, and other schizophrenic diseases too, or
PTSD.
it's and post-traumatic stress disorder. They all cause problems with oxytocin. And so getting back to the activities that boost it, right, is really important because, and then, supplemental support obviously is helpful to clear it, to get them regrowing, and to get them healthy because the brain's neuroplastic, so it'll do all the work if you just give it the help to get moving.
So the good news is there's lots of things you can do to get those oxytocin levels picked up. But unfortunately, if you are an internal person and you don't like human beings, it's going to be a bit tough because you sort of need humans for this.
But most people, there's a loneliness. All the studies, when I was at uni, there's so much studies on loneliness
Oh,
now.
100%.
And the loneliness is a lack of oxytocin. And, there's certain social philosophies that deplete it. And that's a problem. Do you know what I mean? Like some political things, some social things, some gender things, they seem to like just be not very helpful. And so getting back to a more holistic way of seeing things, doing things, and being, we get all our neuroreceptors like getting back into balance because holistic and balance are closely related.
Awesome.
No,
Any last thoughts?
what about you?
No, I always think of it from that cleanse, detox, repair.
Yeah, well, from a counselling point of view, it's doing activities that actually improve our mental well-being so that we can actually get to the relationships that actually can get our hormones running smoothly, because it's pretty clear in the world that people have got issues, especially with dopamine and oxytocin, which are the things that we really need to make life beautiful socially.
Awesome. Excellent. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.